We believe that President Cyril Ramaphosa has missed an opportunity to bring about a meaningful change in his cabinet, especially in those positions such as police, Department of Minerals, Resources and Energy, the Department of Public Enterprises, higher education. I mean, these are departments that have been failing badly for a number of years now. And yet they were left largely untouched. Of course, there were some changes. We're glad to see Dlamini Zuma moved out of COGTA. We do need change there. The jury's out, we believe, on Department of Transport and hope that the new Minister Chikunga will bring about the necessary fix to so many problems that have been left behind by the outgoing Minister Mbalula. So interesting. Lots of new ministers and deputies put into place. And last but not least, the electricity minister. You know, our view is that we don't need a new minister of energy or electricity. There are two departments that are supposed to be addressing these issues. We now have a third department trying to deal with the electricity crisis. There will be more confusion, obfuscation, and lack of accountability, we believe. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out going forward, because we really do need to get on top of this electricity crisis. So all in all, cabinet shuffle that doesn't really inspire and engender hope and belief that there will be improved performance by cabinet going forward.